Macmillan Audio presents The Rules of Royalty by Cale Dietrich. Read for you by Major Curta and Max Myers.
Part 1. As a leader, one must put the nation's needs above personal wishes. Although it is a sacrifice, it is necessary for the greater good. Queen Christina.
Chapter 1. Jamie. I don't like birthdays. Don't get me wrong, there are some good parts about them. I enjoy presents, because who doesn't? And I'm never going to turn down cake. It's just that, given the complicated nature of my family, birthdays have a way of bringing up feelings I'm usually able to keep shoved down in the deep, dark recesses of my soul, where they belong. My best friend Max nudges me. We're sitting at our booth at our favorite restaurant, Anchor Bros Diner. I look up and see why she got my attention. A ridiculously cute guy is looking at me. My friend group's overly lively conversation, which has been trying to lock down a definitive ranking of the Studio Ghibli films, Spirited Away is number one, obviously, is halted by a cute boy, which is admittedly the best way anything can be halted. Said cute boy, who has sandy blonde hair and blue eyes, and is therefore the epitome of my type, has emerged from the kitchen, even though I've never seen him before. Given how much time my friends and I have spent here, it means he must be new. He swings into an empty booth directly across the diner from us, pulls his phone out of his pocket, and starts scrolling. But then he looks directly at me and smiles a little. And it's like, hello, eye contact. I get that I'm not exactly inconspicuous at the moment, given my party hat and the birthday boy ribbon stuck to my chest. Still, sometimes I'm oblivious, but even I can't miss his flirty expression. Max nudges me again. I look back at the guy, and oh shit, he has a Pokemon phone case. And it's not even of the ones everyone knows. It's of the latest generation. Be still, my heart. Go talk to him, whispers Max. I nearly laugh. What, go up and talk to a stranger? Who does that? I shake my head and sip the mint milkshake I'm currently halfway through. Earlier, my friends and I had a discussion about the difference between shamrock shakes and plain old mint shakes, and I decided that it needs to be near St. Patrick's Day for it to be called a shamrock shake. Anyway, I, Jamie Johnson, am a lot of things. I know way too much about movies, video games, and mint shakes, apparently. I'm also weirdly good at soccer, for someone otherwise spectacularly unathletic. And I like to think I can occasionally crack a good joke. What I'm not is the type to talk to strangers, especially ones of the hot variety, which this dude clearly is. It might be particular to me, but the modern Pokemon phone case? I can't imagine anything hotter. What about your challenge? Asks Max. Sometimes, okay, all the time. I wonder how I got lucky enough to have a best friend as cool as future punk pop superstar Max Delgado. Not only is her future so exciting, but she's also ridiculously kind and takes no shit from anyone. She's my hero, truly. Don't you want to get out of your comfort zone? Yeah, I say. But there's that,
and there's bothering someone at work.
You wouldn't be bothering him, says Ren, one of my other best friends. He's tall and kind of gangly, and is always overly animated. His black hair is cropped short, and he has an earring shaped like a dagger dangling from his left ear. Every time you look away, he checks you out. It's still a no,
but now I'm at least entertaining the idea.
I do want to push myself out of my shell. Now that I'm 17, I don't want to be known as the quiet guy forever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?